Jema. So this is the 147th birth anniversary of the mother, 21st February. And if I have to summarize her life, I would only say wonder and marvel. Many people don't know about her life. That's the strange part. But if you just look at her outer life, I'm not even speaking of someone who gave a new music to the world and a new idea to the world. She gave a whole new music, and actually she didn't put her painting into any slot, like she didn't put her music into any slot. But when people ask Sri Aurobindo, then Sri Aurobindo says passingly, it's neither Eastern nor Western. And then she explains that it's a whole movement flowing from it rises, then goes. And actually it's so strange, you can't put it into a raga, but you can be lost in it, and it's something so marvelous. So she gave a new music to the world, and she never ever made a claim to it. She gave a whole new kind of painting. Now people just wonder, what am I trying to say? Because there is no name of that painting, no? But to me, that's, if I have to give a name, I would say it's spiritual realism. So one of the things, when you see her own sketch of the mother, her own sketch, then Sri Aurobindo, and you see some of the sketches of the disciples, there is one of the teapot and on a table. It's not just that object which is being made, but something else. She has, because of paucity of time, there are not too many. But when you look at those paintings, you can begin to feel behind the form there is something which is trying to come out. That spiritual realism. She didn't develop it much because she had too many things to do. Then she gave to the world the new idea. Way before, actually, while Sri Aurobindo was writing Bande Mataram and Karma Yogin to Awaken India, Young India, that time the mother was writing the Cosmic Philosophy. It's a pity that not a single writing, as far as I know, has survived. She was writing the Cosmic Philosophy. It was a journal which used to come out, in which her own experiences, understanding of the cosmology, which is different from what has been understood so far. But the beauty is, she had developed a whole synthesis of the material world, the spiritual world, and all the worlds in between. But when she comes to Sri Aurobindo, she lets all of it collapse, ready to begin with something very new. And this new idea was the name she gave to a meeting in France. And when she came to India, to Sri Aurobindo, she started this group called New Idea, Adi Noveli. So this one of her first thing. Later on, yes, Sri Aurobindo wrote everything, and Sri Aurobindo himself said it was the mother who asked him, and since he knew that, well, a yogi can literally take up any area of activity, therefore he took it up. It was at the mother's prompting. So the new idea she gave to the world. She gave something else, which till today we have not even touched its fringe. Honest business. Sounds very natural, but not practiced. So when she came here to Pondicherry, she had these three programs which she had started. One of them was New Idea. The second was 1 hour, once a week, you do some selfless work. But the third thing was Honesty Society. So Sorinda was Sri Aurobindo's brother-in-law, he started. Till date, and it's a model which people have not probably thought about, till date, the chain of stores, Honesty Society stores, I think there are 3 or 4 in Pondicherry, people from the local area come and all this, because they know that there will be not a grain of impurity and the weight will be exact to the measure. Very few people are aware of this, Honesty Society. And everything is available, like whatever your daily needs, things are there. It's available. Then she gave a totally new center of education, new way of learning, growing. Again, you don't see her name in any of these pioneering efforts. But actually, now when we speak about integral education world over, basically, it was started by the mother. And pioneering place was, of course, here, 1951, it was inaugurated in Shurbindo's memory. And then, now integral education movement, everywhere people are copying this. But no one hardly acknowledges that it started with the mother. It is the mother who started this. Not only she gave idea, she used to teach in the classes. And you see her interactions in the classes. They are all documented. And how she would interact, how people would ask questions, what was her way. It's fascinating. Then there were the adult classes when conversations. So she gave a new education system. She was not satisfied with this. Huh? She gave a new city. The city the world needs. I'm not sure how many spiritual masters have done even half or one-tenth of what she has done. She, of course, I'm not even speaking of the path that is understood. Shobindo went on to say that without the mother, he could realize himself but could not help others. So the mother's crucial role in this yoga, taking the burden of disciples, opening all their countless difficulties which she would remove, which are there, making the yoga as simple as open to the mother, Shobindo's words. So she gave a new spiritual path, a new idea, a new music, a new painting, a new education system, a new city, city the world needs, and most importantly, the gift of a new consciousness. 29th February 56. If you really look at it, whole thing, a new meaning to physical education. In fact, after a long time, when people said, they themselves realized why they are doing exercise. She says, thank God you have asked this question. It's not just to build muscles. So you see, Swami Vivekananda said passingly that, you know, you should play football rather than read the Gita. And people don't understand what a profound statement it is. Because we become too mentalized, intellectualized, but the body is weak. You can't have the spiritual efflorescence in a weak body and mind. Shobindo, after all, gave a message that I am here to call the souls of the strong to the Leela of Krishna and Kali. I am not here to establish mutts and sannyasis. I am here to call the souls of the strong to the Leela of Krishna and Kali. So she gave all these things. And many things. In every department, there is a new way she has shown. Go to dining room, you'll see. Go to any place, any department. So actually she initiated, inspired, initiated, and actually got so much involved in each of these activities. Shobindo Action, Shobindo Society, Shobindo Action, which was meant basically to for the Indian context, and Shobindo Society to take Shobindo's message to the world. Now when you look at the kind of work, some 400 centers, I think, all over the world. And many others which are not part of Sri Aurobindo Society but have spring up all over the world, inspired by her vision. What kind of a work? And after all this, she would have all the time to, you know, listen to million and one problems of people, sit with a child, homeopathy, and, you know, take care of the little wound. All this is, she has shown us the way. That spirituality does not cancel material life. It enriches it. When we look at the care she took it for everybody's personal detail. She also wrote poetry incidentally. None of which has been saved. But at one level if we see her writings, her prayers and meditation, which I never stop saying about it. I have read Narada's Bhakti Sutra and Shandilya's Bhakti Sutra and many other Bhakti scriptures. India is full of that, no? You read Ramcharitmanas, your Bhakti, you read many. But you will not find anywhere the kind of Bhakti that you find in prayers and meditation. Apart from it being a literature par excellence. Even in English, if you read the French, I'm sure it will be something superb. So all this she has gifted to the world very, very simply, naturally, like one breathes. And nowhere you will see the whole ashram is the mother's creation. Shobindo said that the ashram is the mother's creation. And then he says, or you may say the joint creation of Shobindo and the mother. This he has added because of a certain reason. Because all the property is apparently had to be in, you know, there, Shobindo's name. Later on, when it is transferred to mother's name, 51, then she writes to her son, you know, everything is put in my name because of this reason, but I am sure you know it all belongs to Shobindo. I am telling you just in case. Nothing she owned. Nowhere she claimed anything. And somebody, when they asked about her books and intellectual property rights, he says, I don't believe in intellectual property rights of books. What vastness, what love, what compassion, what grace, infinity. Such is the mother in very, very brief. So I'll just take few minutes to read a message of hers for 21st February. So she writes here something very beautiful. It is the divine presence that gives value to life. Very interesting. What is value? We think value is in terms of money, houses you own. But value is always a qualitative thing. Value is not quantity. This is absolutely strange misunderstanding in you. Value is about quality. That's why it is said that one Arjun, for example, or in the Sikh scripture they say that one real hero is worth thousands of, you know, commoners. This is the value. So what is the value of life is not the amount of money you have gathered, the degrees you flaunt, and, you know, the dress you wear and the houses you own. That is not value. That is wealth. But what is value is the divine presence. If you have found it, you are a person of value. And this value need not be recognized by the world, though it's very interesting. If you look at the world, how, whether people may accept or reject mysticism and the findings of these spiritual beings, their experiences, realization. But the fact is, still today, all mystics in the world have created such an impress. Look at Christianity, look at Islam, look at anything. Look at Vedanta, look at the Buddha. Look at Swami Vivekananda, Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Aurobindo and the mother, the Leela has just begun. It's hardly about, you know, 100 years. Just wait and see. So whether we like it or not, deny it or not, the fact is that always spiritual consciousness, spiritual realization is the one which has given to this life its true value. We just imagine what life would be without all that. So she is telling us it is the divine presence that gives value to life. Okay, what is its value? Biggest value? This presence is the source of all peace, all joy, all security. So true. And imagine it can take away so much burden from our head. Peace, we are looking here and there, everywhere. People go to some, you know, travel all the way. I can say this for sure, having traveled to so many countries and people take to picturesque places. But the peace you find around the ashram, you just don't feel like ever, you know, what is there? If you walk inside, you have just a samadhi which is in a very nondescript way. But there is this peace. Because of which people come all the way. There is a story of our own Hasmukh Bhai was sharing. So when once he asked Usha Behn that I have just about one day, if I come, I can come maybe for a short while, half an hour or 2 hours. Should I come or not come? He just casually mentioned. So she told him, even if you can come for a few minutes, it is worth it. People come. Why do they come? What is it that they find here? The divine presence. Manifest outwardly, which we have to find within us. Because we carry that presence. It is the divine presence that gives value to life. This presence is the source of all peace, all joy, all security. One-step solution to all the problems, drugs, alcohol, everything, partying, why? If you get this natural joy, everything else will look like downslide. You will feel you have lost that marvel, that joy, that presence. Everything is like a degradation. People don't know, they don't understand. Very difficult to convince. So once somebody had just casually asked me, "Sir, but even when you take wine, you enjoy." I said, "Yes, fortunately I have taken both wine and divine. So I know the difference." "You don't know the difference. That's your problem. You know only wine. You have not known the divine. And if you taste both, you'll know what different poles they are." So all joy. So all issues are sorted out. Security. Everywhere, when you are walking with the divine, and the divine is walking with you, carrying you, what you can fear? I have never understood this. If the mother is with you, what can you fear in life? Even if death comes, you can say, "Hold on, I don't belong to you. You go your way." I have actually seen this happen. Tried, tested and confirmed. With proper gundas, mafias, different story altogether. Just invoking her name stops, pushes all these forces. But one has to have that little faith that yes, she is with us. Security, what we all look for. Material security, psychological security, emotional security. Permanence. Only the permanent can be secure after all. As simple as that. So she gives us this solution. Find this presence in yourself. And all your difficulties will disappear. All other solutions are half-hearted, halfway homes. In fact, they may look easy but are not so easy as it seems. But this is very easy if you daily take to it, because it's right near, next to you. For some reason, that's what is the play of falsehood net in the world, that it makes you feel, "Oh, divine is so far, very difficult." And it pushes you into a web that you will have this, then you will have that. If you have this, you will have that. And at the end, you are wondering, what did you really end up having? Very few people, it's really blessed. I would say blessed by the grace that someone understands it. And of course, Shobhinder, the mother, never say you have to throw away what you have received. No. But understand that the value does not come from that. The value always comes from this divine presence. A Sri Ramakrishna who is poor, has no money, no education, if you look at it like that, is from the inner point of view far more precious. His effect continues to radiate and redeem mankind till today. Christ from his cross continues to humanize humanity. Sri Krishna continues to inspire millions and different kinds of forms of art, music, culture, philosophy, all because of one Sri Krishna. And Sri Aurobindo and the mother, for ages to come, their leela has just begun. Much after, as Chitranjan Das had said, with which we can stop, when Sri Aurobindo is standing in the court and he has to argue in favor of Sri Aurobindo. What does he say? Inspired words. He says, "The man who is standing today in the court is standing in the courtroom of history. Much after this controversy is hushed, and all the characters, protagonists, they are gone. His words will echo and re-echo in distant lands." How true. Anyone remembers? Who was the judge? Well, we have read, we know. Who was the person who was arguing in favor? Who was the person who issued the warrant? Who was the person who caught? Who were the people, witnesses? Nobody. But Sri Aurobindo continues to shine. This is the value that divine presence gives to life. So we'll read this and we pray and hope that the path that has been shown to us, this is the only way to express gratitude and really spend the darshan day. Once again, we take advantage of this wonderful day. Advantage is a way of saying, and once again, make a resolve firm that yes, this is the direction we must move. this is the path we must undertake, this is the goal which is meant for us, shown by the mother and Sri Aurobindo, and they are willing, more than willing, ready to help and carry us towards the goal. What more do we want? They've even given a written assurance in so many ways. But the rest is up to us. We'll read this message and stop. It's a message to contemplate upon. It is the divine presence that gives value to life. This presence is the source of all peace, all joy, all security. Find this presence in yourself and all your difficulties will disappear.